Let me tell you, Jason Hamill's going to go on the disabled list. Backdate that. First day will be on Monday. So he's eligible on the 13th, which is the first day we need a would need a fifth starter if we want to make use of the off days. But he's going to, they're trying to set up an MRI. Had some flexor mass, be this arm. Tenderness that's been bothering him on the slider. Been managing it pretty well, but just want to see if we can get it resolved in the DL period. But just to be on the safe side, we're going to probably, I think they're trying to set up an MRI where they can get an idea if we're dealing with something that we don't think we're dealing with. It's really been a challenge for him with the slider. No, it's been something that's been better some days than others. Like I said many times, Brittany, there's every pitcher in there's got something. You know, it's just not, you're going to have it with your arm and shoulder and elbow and what have you, wrists, fingers, blisters, nails breaking. It's just something that's been real nagging. It's not getting any better. So we talked today before he went out to have his work day and just didn't seem to be getting any better. We'd hoped during the All-Star break that it would clear up, but felt really good his first start, and then it came back about the 60-pitch mark somewhere in there. So we're just going to try to clean that up. I think they're in the process of announcing this deal. I think, Monica, am I supposed to, I think everybody just falls underneath the no kidding category. Rick and I are going to talk about it. Obviously, he was scheduled to start yesterday. So let me get back to you on that. I got a feeling, a gut where it'd be, but I don't want Rick to have a complete different idea and a lot better points than I'm going to. He's got it wired better than I do. So let me talk to him. But it will be fairly soon. Steve Pierce will be with us tonight. Trying to get my arms around a couple things, but he might be playing.
Who is your manager?
Well, that's what I'm waiting to see. Okay. It's not. I know who it's not.
Well, his name was already taken.
I didn't do that. His name was taken down.
Jones.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that to LJ, but Adam Wood. It's a great, great move for LJ. I'll tell you what, if he's as good a player as he is a person, they got a gem. He's good people. Mom and Dad did a great job with him. He's a quality guy. And I'm happy that he's going to a place where he's going to get the same opportunity at least that he would have gotten here. Of course, I'm not going to put words in their mouth. They may have other plans with it. I don't know.
Buck, is this big for the organization in the sense that since you and Dan have been here, there's so much depth now and different options at different positions at different levels in the system that you could afford to make a move on a guy who just burst through and maybe a guy in A-ball that at least in the immediate future doesn't factor here?
Well, I don't know. You don't set limitations on guys. You know, the big factor was that Bud was under control for two more years. You know, we don't know what's going to shake out when the year's over. That's a big factor for us is that, he's got a chance to be with us for an extended period of time under control. You know, that's what made him attractive to a lot of clubs that we were competing against. And trust me, we were competing against some clubs. So just real proud of that our system has grown to the point where, we can – do it basically with from within our system to acquire a player that we might be in that we're in need of. Because LJ's homegrown and just a little. The only thing that stings is a couple of local kids too. What?
Norris is the third pitcher you guys acquired this month. I mean, when you look at what you and Dan have been able to do, are you pretty satisfied with where this team is at?
I wouldn't say satisfied. You know that word, what it means to us. Just trying to put ourselves in a position to be competitive every night and, you know, not look back when the season's over and wish I coulda, woulda, shoulda, whatever. You know, I think our fans and our team deserves more. I know Dan feels the same way, and I know Peter does. You know, these things don't get done without Peter's backing. It's competitive, strike throw. It's a nice approach. You know, I got to tell you, I'm leaning a lot more on people that have seen him pitch a lot. You know, I can't tell you other than him pitching against us. Got a pretty good look at him. I remember saying to myself at the time that this guy might be available at the deadline to kind of bear down. You're trying to manage a game. You're also trying to scout a little bit. So who knows, you know. A lot of guys, 28 in that area, start figuring it out. It's been healthy. And, you know, he competes. I like the fact that he gets after it. But, you know, he'll have some challenges ahead of him. But he's not the only guy that's got to do well for us to be more competitive. You know, Brittany, I'm not going to call it an injury as much as something that, you know, injury is something that I think you're down, surgery, that type of stuff. This is something we could have probably continued to try to pitch through, but the more we thought about it, this started about after his last start. And, you know, in the past, some days his elbow felt better than others, hoping that this 15 days cleans that up. And so to say that the Ham situation had something to do with it, somewhat, but not the driving force. We just felt like Bud could help us, and we'll figure out where everything fits.
Buck, you were talking about yesterday doing your due diligence on players and how they would fit in to a clubhouse like this. What kind of character guy is Bud? What do you know about him in that way?
We've done some homework on it. It's all, but one of the advantages of having good people. You know, there's nothing stronger than peer pressure. You know, I've heard a lot of good things about him. So, you know, it's like when someone starts telling me about a player that we just got in spring training, six-year free agent, I always give them the hand and say, you know, just hold on. I want to find out. Let me see, because perceptions and realities, I'm not saying there's a bud, just all players are completely different a lot of times. Once you get to know them, you get them in your environment and in your culture. And we don't have a corner on it. What usually drives that culture to be good is winning games. Because our job as coaches and managers are to manage people and human beings. So, you know, we'll take on about anything, but I don't think Bud's going to have that. We'll find out. Got some people. We'll give him some direction if he needs it.
Decision to make this deal, did it come down to the very end?
Mm-hmm. No, that's why we had to redo the radio show a couple times. We don't have to do that again, do we? Okay. It's always old news anyway, my radio show, right? No, for Dan. I mean, it's something we've been kicking around. But there were some names going back and forth. You know, Dan's been grinding it for a while now. There's so many parts of this, it didn't just come together in one day, you set it up, and I think the biggest thing is you reach the hour that people have to show what they're really willing to do and not willing to do.
Buck, it's a coincidence that the Astros are here, but is this as unique a deal as you've ever been involved with, where two guys are going to walk down the hall and host might actually play against you tonight?
No, I've been involved in some pretty crazy ones. I don't call this crazy. It's just the location is such. You know, if they'd have been in San Diego, we'd have done the same thing. Kind of wish that. We could have floated him for a day or two, allowed an extra day there to add players. Nowadays, I don't think we can tell MLB that we got to wait a day for him to get here. unless we got a slow golf cart that breaks down. So we don't have that going for us, which isn't nice. That movie's too old for you. So, yeah, I've been some wacky ones. especially in the expansion draft. Weren't particularly legal, but we made them anyway.
What might that be like if he gets in the game tonight against you?
Who, LJ? Well, I told him, I just got through talking to him before I came down here. First time that I've really been able to, when all the medicals and everything got passed, I didn't want to say anything and just said, you know we're going to change the signs. He said, I didn't know him anyway. He did. So, I'm proud of LJ. He's a good kid. Good young man, I should say. He's going to do well in life regardless of how he does in baseball. He's a good kid. What else? Potentially. I want to see how he feels when he gets here. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But he could play left field, or I might put Adam back in center field and DH him. So we'll see. That's my options. But I want to talk with Stevie first. Well, yeah, the key is who gives it credit for the people that you talk to in acquisitions and stuff. You know, I understand how the publications, without missing any of them, you know, there's so much, I won't say propaganda, but political maneuvering, where a guy was drafted, how much money, you know, who's the last guy they talked to. Those rankings and stuff, you know, I think they're interesting. I look at them, but all you got to do is look at last year's prospect book. And then look where those guys are the next year and see how much it changes. So I think this time of year kind of gets reflected what people really think of your people and what you think of theirs. So I don't pay a lot of attention to someone who doesn't know our players trying to rank them compared to other organizations. I find that kind of silly, especially with when makeup being such an issue. Cinzio cleared, huh? He cleared and reporting to Norfolk. Dickerson's there tonight, I think. So that was bad news for them and good news for us. Really, really happy they both decided to come back to us because they both could not have. So we must have had a good exit conversation. No, we had done the work on him day before yesterday. We thought this might happen. And our guys, Ben Worthen and his group, do a great job. So now we got this morning that it was back to Bedard again, and then they told us later. But they've been in communication, been very professional about it, and I understand. But, no, there's not many secrets. You know, if he pitches well, it would be because he's good. You know, and if we do poorly, it won't be because we didn't know about him. It's because we didn't do a good job off of him. His stuff was good. So, you know, he's part of the Atlanta Brave trade. I know he's well thought of at the time and still well thought of. Just don't want to have to spell his name every day. But, you know, he'll present a challenge just like last night. Sometimes these are a lot tougher than the guy that was scheduled. But, where's LJ? LJ's fitting Houston well. I think LJ needs a couple of days off though. The only thing is Bud Norris 20, right? Number 20? Yeah, he ain't getting 20 here. He's gonna have to make that adjustment to the Orioles. What else? We got a number for Pierce. All right. I think Dan's going to probably.
6 o'clock at the press box for Dan. And the players, we will attempt to get to you guys as soon as we can once they're settled.
You don't seem too happy about this.
Hey,
And she's not. Gary, how's your timing? This is going to be a wired Wednesday. What do you think? Do you have it rocked? Do you have it wired? Do you have it? I didn't have it. I'd have given it to you if I'd have had it. That's usually the tip off. It's like somebody called me today and I said, I can't talk. So I said, if you're smart enough to know.
Back in the press box.